Welcome to the Society's Child podcast, where we have real conversations about being a trauma-responsive educator in the midst of a significant mental health crisis. Hi, I'm Trish Senzak, a former educator, compassion advocate, and Jesus lover, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Are you feeling confuzzled about your students' behavior and needs? You're not alone. If trauma-informed strategies leave you wondering, what's next? Don't worry. My friend, I've been there too. As a foster mom and a child of complex trauma mixed with my experience as a teacher, it's led me to finding a compassionate, whole child approach that's evidence-based, practical, and transformational, and I'm so eager to share it with you. Whether you want to connect with your students on a deeper level, create a trauma-sensitive environment, or you just need a little bit of encouragement or support, you're in the right place. So grab a drink, a pen, or your earbuds, and let's work together to create a safe and student-attuned, trauma-responsive school culture. Society's children need you. So let's get started. Hey friends, I have Jessica Turin here today. She's a guest this week on our show, and she is going to do today's Monday Mindset Matters. And she's got a scripture for you and some words of wisdom. So listen right in and let's see if you feel a little bit more motivated after you hear what she's got to say.
So I am really excited to share with you today one of the verses that has just been stuck in my heart for years and years. It is John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. So do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." And I remember the very first time that I read this verse and it sunk into my heart. I was sitting in an airport and I was so lonely and so sad to be leaving where I was, and just felt this incredible peace wash over me and realized, wow, this is like nothing that I have ever felt before. In the middle of this situation where I am feeling so alone, I am peaceful. I am okay. And since then, it's been something that I've returned to again and again. Especially in situations where I'm feeling kind of out of control or kind of overwhelmed. So I am a kindergarten teacher. I've got a background in trauma-informed education, and it is certainly not a very conventionally peaceful environment day to day for me. I spend my time with a big group of 5 and 6 year olds, and they are amazing, and they are boisterous, and they are silly, and often for me, it is difficult in my day to find moments of silence and moments of stillness. And I am a person who adores both of those things. And so for a long time, it became apparent to me that I needed to find peace in my day in order to do my best work and be able to show up for my students. So this verse kind of came to me as I was thinking one day about that moment where I had felt that incredible peace wash over me in a situation that did not feel very peaceful, and made me realize that I can have that peace even in this environment that does not have what I would think to be peace that is easily accessible. For me, peace feels like stillness and silence. I like to read. I like to have no one talking to me. I like everything to be quiet and dark. And for my children, that moment where they are playing a math game together and they're cheering because they finally figured out how to get to the next level and they are just having the best time, that feels peaceful for them in their hearts. So I think understanding that peace for children doesn't always look the same as it might for me, that's an element that I'm able to refer to throughout the day and think, okay, if God is promising that He gives me peace, if He is promising that He will not give it to me the way that the world gives it, that it's not going to look the way that I expect, how can I find those moments of peace and stillness, even in the midst of this very energetic and busy day that I have as an educator? So I want to give you kind of a few things that you can meditate on, that you can think about as you're listening to this, maybe as you're driving or getting ready to start your day in your own classroom of very energetic children. So thinking about what peace feels like for you. Really take some time if you need to pause so that you can imagine if you could create the most peaceful environment for yourself, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it feel like? What does peace feel like for you? And the second thing I want you to think about is, how can you find that peace in moments in your life that are not necessarily particularly peaceful? If you're in that classroom full of students who are buzzing and working and there's noise happening, how can you feel that stillness within yourself? Or if you are in a situation where you're managing conflict, where you're trying to help other people through their emotions, through their feelings, and it's a lot for you to even manage within yourself, how are you able to seek that peace when your environment doesn't seem very peaceful? And then lastly, the part of that verse that most often appears in my heart is, I do not give as the world gives. So when we think about how we would imagine peace to be if we could create our perfect environment, contrasted with the reality of what our day actually looks like, how can we seek that peace and ask the Holy Spirit to share it with us in that moment? And maybe it looks like taking a step back and realizing, oh, wow, I've actually been really negative about the noise level in this room right now. And it's noisy, but gosh, they're having fun. So maybe I can take a step back in my own spirit and say, Lord, give me peace in this moment, even though it's not silent in this room right now. Thinking about what parts of your day where you can have that composure deep within yourself because God promised to give it to you and he will give it to you when you ask for it. So those are some things that I'm hoping you can carry into your day and can give you a little bit of peace in what is certainly not a very peaceful environment, but certainly something that you can access because of the promise that God has given to you in his word.
And my friends, I hope you got some encouragement out of that and can take away some of this for your week as you begin to work on being there and having a great mindset for your students.
If you're looking for ways to build more peace in your career, I've created a list of 75 affirmations based on 25 Bible scriptures, and I'd love to share it with you and help you keep your sanity. You can go to trishz.com/Bible-AFFS. That's AFFS for affirmations. I'll also leave the link in the show notes for you too. Until next time, my friend, stay grounded, stay regulated, and stay prayed up. Hey, amazing educators. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave a review. Even better, share this episode with a colleague. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can even join my Facebook group for some extra support and a dash of inspiration. I've left all the links in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not alone on this journey. You've got this. Keep making a difference and stay teach-tastic.